Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, you were involved with the great Dave Joseph, who, of course, is in media relations here at Gulfstream Park, in year number one of the Florida Panthers. And as I recall, I mean, that was a great year. We were all looking forward to having a new professional sport here in town. The joke that went around, of course, that the only ice that people in South Florida know about is at the bottom of a glass.
Yeah, so me and Dave Joseph, we were actually co-beat writers in the inaugural year of for the Sun Sentinel for the, when the Panthers first started off, and that was when they were down at the old Miami Arena. So much fun covering that team. And, you know, then a couple of years later, they made their dream Cinderella run to the Stanley Cup Finals, and that was the year of the rat. And I heard you talking with Randy Moeller.
If people are buying rats.
Moeller, and I was just thinking, rats, that's very 1996. This should be the year of the bat. With COVID,
I think
instead of rats, we should start getting these like little stuffed bats.
Stuffed bats and fire them at the Red Wings.
Just start throwing these fake bats on the ice after a goal. Okay. It fits the times. Yeah. You know, we got to move ahead. We got to move forward. We can't live in the past. And then maybe we start a new thing.
Enjoy your trip to work with lots of laughs, thanks to Defoe and Luby. Now on the Defoe Show.
Beautiful day shaping up here at the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park. There'll be Twilight Racing later on this afternoon. They kick off another great week of live racing here at Gulfstream this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then a big card tomorrow and another one on Sunday. Spring-summer meet is on. It's in full gear, and you can enjoy the races here, whether you're out here like we are on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. It's been a beautiful morning. A lot of horses on the track working out. Just a magnificent scene, and later on they're giving away money here at the Breezeway. They've got all kinds of promotional stuff going on in the casinos. Mike Mayo joined us, the Gambling Gourmet, and I know one of your favorite things, if you were going to do the song, the old song, it would be somehow you would tie in seeing a Christine Lee's punching away on the ponies while eating those delicious ribs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to a, you know, almost August. It's, August is on Sunday, but favorite thing on the summer weekends, come on out here to Gulfstream, but sit at the bar at Christine Lee's and just plunge away, you know, and bet and eat and drink. And because we got Saratoga in full swing, and I was up there last weekend. Boy, am I just
you were traveling, and you had a lot of different food, and it was very interesting, especially that trip to, Canarsie, right?
Well, it was Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, which is was my father's neighborhood. He grew up right on Emmons and 16th, right near the old Lundy's Seafood House, which, by the way, back in the day, I didn't realize this history, but the Vanderbilts had a home in Sheepshead Bay, and there was a big racetrack. You know, there was a track in Sheepshead Bay.
Okay.
This was at the turn of
every
last
now
century.
And then you'll see, like, the Belmont Stakes was run at, you know, Schmank Park or whatever.
Yeah, Gravesend. Yeah, yeah. There was, like, all these tracks all around New York City back in the day in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Kind of like Britain has race courses all over the place, and they run only, like, seven-day meets all year long. New York used to be like that. Anyway, Sheepshead Bay, where my dad grew up, there's a great clam bar called Randazzo's Clam Bar. It's been there since
the 30s. It sounds sexy. It just
does. It's the fourth generation. Now, there's a Randazzo's, a restaurant down here in Key Biscayne. There's no relation. The Randazzo's up there has been there since the 30s. I think it's run by fourth generation now. Paulie was third generation. He lives in my neighborhood, and he's kind of taken a step back and let his kids run it. But they got
Paulie, it's time for you to step aside.
But their signature dish, besides their raw oysters and cherry stone clams, and which I love, is the fried calamari, which they call galama. Give me an order of the galama, and then they have the
is
sauce.
Is it that much better than other places?
The sauce is what makes their galama. The calamari is good. It's breaded, a nice coating. But then they serve it with this really deeply reduced, very thick sauce that actually was rhapsodized by the New York Times food critic Pete Wells, a about 8 or 9 years ago. It's called the sauce. And so you either get it hot or mild. And I get the sauce hot. You dunk your
I like that about you.
It
was good stuff. You got a little spice going on in your life there. And you did well at the spa. We'll get into that. But Luby, of course, you know, he was all upset. And we did have a thing about this Xavier Howard situation, which it's weird to me only in the sense that of all the contretemps that was going on and the acrimony with quarterbacks in the NFL during the offseason, where this guy didn't want to play in Seattle anymore and that guy didn't want to play in Houston and Aaron Rodgers was out in Green Bay, that we ended up with, like, the big holdout here in Miami, where things were supposedly like a Woodstockian type of peace and love in terms of the way the franchise was going.
Yeah, well, you know, this is something that's been going on for time immemorial, including when I was a beat writer of the Dolphins back in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, guys would be unhappy. Sometimes they held out. Sometimes they show up and be overweight and not particularly productive or happy.
There wasn't much leverage to holding out, though, back in that period of time. I mean, you were looked upon as like a scab, like a scourge.
This was before free agency, and there was a strike around that time, so they did have much less leverage. And Joe Robbie, when he was the owner, a little bit parsimonious, cheap, and he just had a blanket policy. He would not renegotiate. His thing was, well, you signed on the bottom line, and if things have changed and if other salaries have risen, then maybe you should have just did a year-to-year instead of doing a multi-year contract.
Yeah, Larry, you're going to make $100,000, Larry Zonka, for the next 17 years, because at the time it looked like a big fat contract to your agent.
But look, we live in a different time and era now, and there is free agency, and you know, players are exerting more of their you know, what they feel are their rights in terms of getting paid what they deserve and based on productivity. Now, look, you know, this Howard signed the deal a couple of years ago, and he's going around saying, well, I didn't fully understand it. It sounds like a first-time homeowner is like, I didn't know that the mortgage was adjustable.
Frankie Pentangeli, like, yeah, exactly.
And I appreciate you playing that clip. It always gives me a smile. But the
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, we were in the olive oil. So, you know, he signed the deal a couple of years ago. Now things have changed.
Yeah.
The reality is the Dolphins legally don't have to do anything, but practically and logically, you want to keep your most productive and best players happy. So you might have to kind of do a little renegotiation or you know, throw the guy a bone, as Austin Powers might say. Throw me a freaking bone and, you know, make the guy somewhat happy that you want to keep, if you want to keep him around. If not, see what his trade value is. But, you know, I'm of the opinion, you know, you got to be practical this day and age. And, yeah, if the market has changed and conditions have changed, I don't think Steve Ross is going broke anytime soon. Even though that Hudson Yards project, I drove past it, it looks like kind of a bust because it's all on its own, that West Side development that he was behind.
Nobody goes
the
there
Dolphins
anymore.
Owner.
It's too crowded.
Well, all the top-end restaurants that came in, half of them were already closed down and bailed out.
But tough time to open something like that.
Well, it was even, before the pandemic. But never mind that.
Yeah.
Stephen Ross, I think, you know, has some money and could make his most productive players happy if that's what he wants. And it's got to be a give and take. We'll see what happens.
I like a juicy holdout story. You don't get it very often anymore. Before
training
camp.
Well, is he here and just not happy, or is he not?
He's here, and he doesn't want to face the fine.
He's here, so he's not holding out.
No,
because there's
out.
A mandatory $50,000 fine that you have to pay if you don't
show
up.
So he's just grousing. He's saying, "Trade me or play me, and or pay me."
Yeah.
And
well, he's looking across there at Byron Jones, who signed for supposedly made like $8 million more over the last couple of years. And it'd be like when, you know, if you found out that Dave Hyde was making double you were when you were at the Sun Sentinel, and they're schlepping you off to all kinds of remote destinations following the Panthers.
I went right to the city desk.
Did that pay better than sports?
No, but
couldn't have been as much fun. That's for sure. It's interesting to me because you know, the aspect that I love about training camp holdouts is that the coaches perceive the holdout gentleman, whoever it happens to be, as a complete piece of dreck if we can use a little Jewish slang in there, because they act like the guy doesn't exist. And that was always the thing. I was talking about it yesterday with Tony Segretto. I remember Randall Hill was holding out with the Dolphins. I don't know if Thrill Hill.
I was there for
that. I don't know if you were covering the team then. Yeah. And people, every day, the first question of Shula, he would have this little gathering of reporters, which we were out there at St. Thomas Schmitzing.
I remember that. I might have been there that day.
Blazing hot. It felt like you're in the middle of Mojave. And
I don't talk about players who aren't here.
Exactly. Like, we don't even, what are you talking about? This guy doesn't exist.
Dead to me.
Let's talk about, exactly. I mean, it was mafia-esque the way they talked about the guy. Now I got to
turn my back. And then the players turn around and say, this isn't personal, Don. It's strictly business.
Yeah.
That's,
but I, at that, the in time, I know, and you probably remember, and, you know, Drew Rosenhaus obviously went on to have tremendous success as a sports agent among the, I don't know, he may even be the most successful. It's possible. I mean, he's in the category there.
In the last generation, you know, Lee Steinberg was the man before, you know, then Drew.
Steinberg's not doing too badly right now with Mahomes.
I think Steinberg is in, he's had staying power, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Drew was good because, you know, he knew how to work the media. He was in the media. He got, you know, he was on, featured on the, you know, Channel 7 show.
Started out on that Jim Mandich Sunday Night Sports Wrap show with us.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, but he would, you know, make his case persuasively, sometimes on the record, sometimes off the record, and then, you know, from the Dolphins, all you would get is, we don't renegotiate. We're not going to do that.
Well, and the team stance is always the same. You know, where does the line stop if we do this for this guy? You know, he just signed a deal 2 days ago. Now he wants a new contract because we brought in this other schlep who's half as good for twice the money.
Forget where does the line stop. How about when does the Super Bowl parade begin again? We haven't seen one here since the Nixon administration.
Honestly.
That is a harsh reminder, Mayo.
True. Sad,
you
true.
Put a little extra hot sauce on that singer,
truth
man.
Truth hurts, right?
Nixon administration, just bringing up Nixon, period.
Might have been Ford. I got to look back at the historical data, but I think
73 was the last time.
So whoever president was early 70s.
It was January 74, I think.
Tricky Dick was still in good favor there. Yeah,
he didn't leave until August of that year.
This was before G. Gordon Liddy got caught with his pants down at the Watergate Hotel. All right, hey, this is great. And I don't know if you heard the tribute earlier.
Shamuja.
There's no one that says Shamuja the way you do, makes everybody's taste buds just wake up.
I gotta, you know, take some issue with my man Kyle there, you know, who I've been nothing but nice to. Last time
he loves you, by the way.
Last time we had a group outing, the even keel, I invited him, he couldn't make it. You know what? That's fine, but like, you know, if he's gonna mock me, he made me sound like a nebbish, first of all. I know. But
most of his impressions morph into the same.
It makes me New Yorker. You know, I've never lived in New York a day in my life.
I always thought I had more of a deeper Brooklyn accent, but that's okay. He can make. But let me rave about Shamuja, and he loves the way I say it. I love, and he was saying, the noodles. No, it's not the noodles that make the place. It's the broth. That pork bone broth, they take a whole pig and they take a oar, like a paddle from a canoe, and they break down the bones and the connective tissue and all the fats, and the collagen gets into the broth, and that's what makes it Shamuja.
Yeah.
It's at
the only pig that Kyle's familiar with are the ones he bets on. He knows nothing about food, I can assure you,
But I love the place because it's genuinely good, and my brother was there earlier this week, went with his wife, and they were raving about the lunch special. You get a bowl of ramen along with some goodies. They do the Karaji fried chicken with a little dipping sauce and a little rice dish. Shamuja's at the corner of Griffin Road and I-75 and Davie, near the corner there. It's at 4921 Southwest 148. 8th Avenue. That's in a public shopping center there. A little bit out west for those of us on the coast, but totally worth the drive. It's ramen and more, Japanese cuisine that has all your favorites, including the bao buns that Luby loves so much, and the pork, and the they have rice dishes, and of course they're known for the famous ramen noodle soups. They have vegan options made with a mushroom and soy base. Chef Keiichi and the GM Michael over there, they'll take care of you. They're open 7 days for lunch and dinner. They're also available for takeout and pickup and on all the major delivery apps. They got beer, wine, sake. They've got great desserts. Go to Shamuja. If you want to order, it's 754-200-8941, 754-200-8941, Shamuja. Tell them the Gambling Gourmet sent you.
Can we do one in unison, Luby, on three? One, two, three. Shamuja. And Davey.
Beautiful.
All right, back with more in a moment. Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. We're live here at Trackside Gulfstream Park. Just been a beautiful scene out here all morning. Going to be even better this afternoon when these smoking fast thoroughbreds are racing for real. Friday through Sunday for the live racing here at the Stream. Toga and Del Mar being simulcast back in a moment on 940 Winds and 1230 The Zone. Now that.
The time.
Shamuja. It's 919.
You ever have the week where if somebody just took a sock and filled it with nickels and just started pummeling you about
that's
the head?
That's the old chalk sock in Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah.
You that's the kind of week I had. I mean, Sunday there was a late carryover in the late pick five at Fairgrounds. I just said, I am going to go try to hit this thing because I had some success at that last month with a carryover at Tampa. So I put like $100 into the pick five at Fairgrounds, and you know, of course, all my big tickets go up in smoke. Like the $48 ticket went out, the $36. I was down to one $8 ticket that I'm alive to, and actually get through the first four legs, including with a couple of prices. I have one horse in the last leg. It's an even money favorite, by far the favorite in all the pick fives and pick fours. But it was still coming back a dime. It was coming back $1,000.
Wow.
Of course, he hooks up in a speed duel with a 40-to-1 rat and spits the bit in the stretch. It gets beaten by a length by another 20-to-1 shot.
The best way to kick off your day is with Defo plus Luby. We now return to the Defo Show.
Welcome back to the show. A Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Yankees in town, as the great Angel Medina used to say. Horse trainer out here for many years on the South Florida circuit, Angel Medina, always wearing a Yankee cap. And all you had to do was say, Yankees, as you walked by the guy, and he would give you the thumbs up. It was always great. Yankees in town, it's always exciting. Did you grow up a Yankee fan, Mike Mayo?
No, I was Brooklyn. Met? My parents were jilted Dodgers fans, and they always hated the Yankees. And so when we got the Mets that came to town, that was a couple of years before I was born, but I was born in 66, so I was alive for the Miracle Mets. We always were Mets fans. And we're contending with the leaf blower here. I wish I could go hit him with a sock full of
nickels
or something.
Don't worry about it. He's gainfully employed here at Gulfstream trying to beautify the place
for
the crowds that are coming,
right.
My friend.
We're good. We're professionals.
You're getting the Shambo
I'm getting the twisties.
Your driver's no good.
I'm getting the twisties. Did you see that Simone Biles, I guess, in an Instagram post is said that she's being plagued by the twisties, which is when her mind and body are simply not in sync.
What's a Mayo column on Simone Biles look like in a paper?
I mean, again, like I said the other day, I have sympathy for her because she is dealing with some trauma from past sexual abuse at the hands of the team doctor. But again, if she was able to put that behind her and compete at the
highest
levels.
Nothing to shrug off, though. I mean,
No. It's something that's real, and you never know when pressure comes up. And then, she's under a lot of pressure, obviously. And, she made the decision when she blew the vault that she couldn't go on and that things are just not right. And, a lot of people are applauding her for following her mind and body and heart.
She looked like me tumbling out of a bar in Atlanta.
I guess I come from a...
It's true. I mean, I was like, you're thinking Carrie Strug here, but how about that Japanese guy that had a broken leg and he had to dismount rings?
That was
Olympic.
Yeah, game. I guess I come from a different era where it's like, you got to play hurt or you got to just kind of fight through, and if something bad happens, you try to show some resilience. And like, Tiger Woods fought off when he had his broken ankle or leg or whatever that was at the U.S. Open, and he kept going and he won. And again, it's unfortunately that she doesn't feel that she's ready to compete at the highest levels that she needs to be. In a way, this is a soap opera story for NBC, and they're going to be milking whether she's going to be participating in some of the individual events or not. And by her stepping aside out of the all-around, it opened up the door for another story.
Yeah.
You get another American star is born. So in a way, it's it works out for everybody, except the leaf blower. And
don't be distracted, my friend. I mean, somebody's going to come up ask you where the men's room is, and it's right here. So you got to deal with it. I wanted to ask you this, though. I mean, your familiarity with various famous local media critics, Jim Sarney and the great Tom Jicca. Is it true that the network takes a financial bloodbath when the focal point of their coverage, in this case Simone Biles, falls out. It would be like Mark Spitz all of a sudden had a, you know, a cramp in the pool and couldn't compete in the other five events he was going to win gold medals in. Does that, in your opinion, Mike Mayo, do real damage?
I think the Olympic,
will they have to sign Seinfeld for a rerun?
The Olympics is one of those events that's bigger than just one, you know, star. And obviously, you know, gymnastics and swimming are the focal points of the first week, and then it turns to the track and field events. The Olympics is almost, you know, the NBC, I don't know what their ratings are, but between the streaming venues and all the advertising.
There's a lot of weenie stuff on there.
I don't think, you know, nothing is subject to renegotiation based on ratings points. Now, ABC took a hit with the NBA Finals being with those two small market teams. So, you know, that's something that, you know, definitely a network executives root for.
That's why heads are rolling.
LA
ESPN.
And New York or Brooklyn to be in their marquee events. But the Olympics is almost, it's almost star proof. It's bigger than any individuals, even if their marketing campaign is pegged around certain people.
Oh, man, they were all in.
I mean, I was all biased.
I mean, she was in every commercial, every promo. She stopped just short of lighting the torch. It was incredible. And she's a very likable athlete and somebody that you would, you know, naturally be rooting for to do as well as possible. So we wish her the best. But, yeah, that's always the thing you picture is the network executives gargling with razor blades there at 30 Rock. All right, if you want some great food and you want to watch the Olympics or all the exciting sports activity, Yankees, Marlins over the weekend, you have football cranking up, shenanigans, great sports bar, great food. Great guy running the place in Patrick Utter.
Yeah, Patrick Utter, he likes to dabble in the ponies, he likes to fish, and he likes to put out good food and drink at Shenanigans. He's got two locations. The original is right across from T.Y. Park in Hollywood on Sheridan Street. The east side one, 1300 South Federal Highway in Dania Beach. And they have everything you want and more there. They've got you know, burgers and sandwiches. They're famous for their wings, the blackened wings. They've got barbecue stuff. And he's got, you know, all kinds of great daily specials, entrees, fresh fish. Patrick says, friends don't let friends eat frozen fish. And I know that they only serve fresh fish there, never frozen. It's all good. They have drink specials all day, happy hours, and they have late night dining at both locations. I stopped in there after I landed from New York and picked up a nice little chicken parm sub at about midnight the other night, and it was delicious. Go to Shenanigans. If you need to order for takeout or delivery, you could go through their drive-through window on the east side. It's 954-923-3008. Go to Shenanigans and tell them that Mike Mayo, the gambling gourmet, sent you.
Great joint. Spent a lot of time there with my son Jesse when he was growing up. Lived in a Hollywood area right there by the original location. And I've been to the new spot also. Fantastic Shenanigans. More with the gambling gourmet, Mike Mayo. Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. We're out here live at Gulfstream Park. It's fantastic out here. And I think that guy's going to come and put that right in your ear.
I'm glaring at him. He's just not even paying attention.
No, yeah.
I've got the twisties now. My mind and body are not in sync just because of that. I've got to kind of be above it. I don't think I'm going to put – I could pull Simone Biles and just walk
came,
off the set.
Off the vault there like she was Chuck Wepner, 15th round Ali fight. I'm
considering just going right over to Christine Lee's now and just ordering some ribs and waiting for the races to begin.
Well,
what
I
do
mean,
you think?
It's a little bit of a wait today because it's a twilight time, but I'll hang out with you. All right, we're coming back with more from the Breezeway here at Gulfstream Park in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Could always try some video poker. It's 9:32.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Mike Mayo joins us here on the dais. I did not know that you knew Len Robbins.
I hung out in some of those press rooms along in the football season, too. You know, the Jets and the Bill Parcells once ridiculed me something fierce.
Was it over a horse that you gave him?
I came in a little late when he had a briefing, and it was some news had broken. All I know is, like, something developed in the 10 minutes from when I parked the car to when I got into the facility. And I didn't know the latest news, and then he just, like, ripped me.
That's an honor, like, to get ripped by Parcells.
Yeah, exactly.
I've gotten ripped by the best of them. But
you've been body slammed by Brian Cox. So Shuler wasn't too fond of you.
No, we never came to Bahamian.
Pat Riley took exception with some of the things that you had to say, and now Parcells thinks that you're a real punk, huh? Mike Mayo, great. Now, when do you got out of sports?
You should see what the chefs do to me with they come out with the knife.
Oh, they're even more sensitive than sports guys.
Buenos dias. The cafecito is piping hot. Why not enjoy it with Difo and Luby? It's now time for the Difo Show.
One of the great things about being here in South Florida, of course, you do have a lot of New York expatriates, and you have a lot of racing fans here. We're live out here at Breezeway Bar, Gulfstream Park, on a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, and it's always on your mind if you're in South Florida and you're from that part of the country, which this is out in the country, to go to Saratoga. And Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet, is with us here on 940 Wins and 1230 The Zone. You were just up there, very envious. I mean, that has to be just a beautiful trip, unless I guess it rains all weekend, but you had some good weather and a good time, no?
No complaints. You know, I went up, I made it kind of like a five-day combo trip, a little bit of city in New York. I had some family business to attend to, and then a little bit of country living.
Now, what kind of family business?
in the Jewish tradition we do a unveiling ceremony for loved ones who had departed, and my dad he passed away pre-COVID, but we weren't able to do the ceremony because of COVID until this year.
Special occasion.
Yeah, so I went up there and conducted a little unveiling service graveside in Long Island. And then went up to the country, and I hadn't been to Saratoga. I couldn't even do the math. I don't know if it was 18 years or 20 years. It was just so gorgeous up there to get up there in the the nice, cool nights. It was 55 at night. I hadn't been there. Things have changed. They've built it up, a lot more concession stands and food options. They have this Hattie's Chicken Stand, which is their famous chicken that's been around up in Saratoga for a while. And they charge $20 for a four-piece with one side
dish.
Don't
they have a big hot dog thing going there, too?
Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff. They got sausages. I had the sausage one day, sausage and peppers. The Hattie's Chicken was really good, the coating.
You sprung for the 20?
But me and my
– so you were winning.
My buddy split it, so it was $10 each, right. And we each had, we had to choose our, had an arm wrestle over the breast, but I got the thigh.
You couldn't go two breasts? They said that's an upcharge.
They said they don't even do that for an upcharge. I was a little bit miffed. I was like, can we get like an extra piece?
And shortage of chicken breasts.
No, you can't do that. So, and it was good, but it would have been better if it was hot and crisp out of the thing, but I didn't want to turn into the old man from Seinfeld saying, I need it hot. But we ate it. We had fun. Oh, and it was just a great trip because besides the ponies and you hit some, and like you said, my buddy came over with his wife the first day, and it was rough going because you don't want to have.
Oh,
his,
I brought a woman on
a guy's
trip.
It was a bunch of guys from college, like a guy I hadn't seen in like 4 years. And then there was like the newlywed. He had to bring the wife.
In your Brooklyn frame of mind, you were thinking ditch the broad.
The Saturday was a grind, but then Sunday they left, and it was just me and my other buddy, and that's when I got out with a nice 8-1 shot from Irad Ortiz. But the other other nice part, hung out at a social club where Fran LaBelle, who used to work for the Sun Sentinel, and then he worked for the Daily Race Informer and NYRA. He's good buddies with Tom Durkin, the former voice of New York Racing.
Great.
Me and Fran is the life of the party. A couple of other friends, a couple of my friends, Tom Durkin was sitting around having a couple of drinks on a Saturday evening. Beautiful. And then the weirdest thing that happened was Sunday night.
This sounds like something that would happen to Luby, honestly.
Sunday night in our hotel room, me and my buddy were splitting a double room, and all of a sudden, like just about falling asleep at midnight, we hear, I thought it was the room next door, you know, has sometimes the thin walls, and you hear the rattling of the doors slamming. You know, we hear like a fiddling the door. Next thing you know, somebody, there's a woman shouting. She's like, hello? Hi, this is 323? And then she like, and we were like, what's going on? And
a naked woman shows up in your room.
We didn't even get out to see what she looked like, which now I'm regretting that we didn't really get a peek. But she just went running out. We were like, "What just happened?"
Yeah,
because she had a key, and basically we sorted it out. Was that she was a little bit inebriated? She lost her room key. She thought she was in room 323, and the front desk gave her a key to 323 without even checking her ID.
Oh, jeez.
And it was,
what kind of cheese ball hotel were you staying in Saratoga?
Can I rip the Embassy Suites?
Embassy Suites?
Yeah, that's a real place.
It was a little bit of a lapse.
High class, I understand. Security.
A little lapse in security there, which.
Yeah. Here you go, lady. Here's the key.
A little disconcerting. But,
well, they probably saw the guys that were up there and figured she had to be part of your party since she was bombed out of her mind after being at the races all day. That's great. The Gambling Gourmet, Mike Mayo. Now, you also came back, and this is great. Let's Eat South Florida, of course, is Mike's Facebook page, 50,000-plus subscribers, really one of the fastest-growing things that you've seen here when it comes to communications in South Florida. And I keep seeing pictures, and I get hungrier and hungrier every time I see them, of pizzas that were originated at the Pizza Spot and always with a rave review.
The Pizza Spot is my favorite place for pizza in South Florida. And let me tell you, I had a couple slices up in New York. You know, that New York style.
No, don't tell me.
Well, Pizza Spot is New Haven-style wood-fired oven a pizza. It comes out well done. And, you know, the Connecticut New Haven-style.
There's
little
still
bit,
a little grease on your chin.
A little
though,
bit different than the New York style. And, again, it's a place where you want to go and get a full pie. They do sell slices. Pizza Spot is my spot for pizza anytime. It's 601 Southwest 12th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale. A little bit hard to find in that Riverside Park neighborhood by the Swing Bridge. A little hard to find, totally easy to love. Husband-wife team, Wade and Reese, they opened the beginning of the year, and they are just killing it with their pizzas. They also have subs, salads, and great meatballs. They're open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, closed Mondays usually. But let me give you a programming note. If you want to get one of those great pizzas, you got to go this weekend by Sunday because they're taking a little vacation. August is here. They're going to be closed from August 2nd, this Monday, all the way through August 10th. They'll be reopening on Wednesday, August 11th. So if you want your pizza, run in this weekend. Go to Pizza Spot, 754-779-7788. 754-779-7788. Tell them Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet, sent you.
People love it. They absolutely love it. Pizza Spot. And Ernie Anderson, our good friend, vouched for the fact that it was a great, great place. So one of our many listeners that's tried to place out on your recommendation. The Gambling Gourmet, Mike Mayo with us here. 940 wins, 1230 The Zone around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Yankees take the field tonight against the Marlins. And the game, I believe, gets underway, 7:05, Luby, somewhere in there. So Yankees-Marlins tonight on the radio station. Kyle Seeloff leads off the coverage, and the Greek comes your way 3 o'clock this afternoon.
7:10, we'll return 7:10 first pitch.
7:10, there you go. Add 5 minutes, gives you an extra time to get down there in case there's traffic on 95. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:47. Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet with us, and we're going to ride it out the door until 10 o'clock today with Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet here. The Saints, and I think, I don't know, is it a 10-point edge, New Orleans over Chicago? A 10-point edge
hard,
in food.
Hard to give, but it is, you know, Chicago has so much great food. New Orleans, if it was rated, if the line was based on food, it would be New Orleans by about 3.5.
You need a cardiologist, though, to be on call, and also if you have the gout, forget about it. You're done.
New Orleans is like the food equivalent of Vegas. Like, after 5 days, you're done. You know, you got to, like, get out of there, otherwise you're going to be...
You have enough sodium in your system to explode.
Yes.
Vegas for the gambling action, your head just starts spinning.
Grab a bagel and a schmear, plus some Defo and Luby. Welcome back to the Defo Show.
All right, we're out here live, Breezeway Bar, Gulfstream Park, live racing later on this afternoon. There's your guy again.
How long is he live doing racing? This for? Like, I agree with you, thought we should just be pros, but I mean, this is like the
I think he's trolling us.
You could eat off the floor here at Gulfstream Park at the Breezeway Bar, and you can pick up cash here later on this afternoon with the fine promotions that are coming from Michael Ortega and Greg DeVincent in the marketing department. They're giving cash away. All right, we have the Gambling Gourmet here. A couple of things that we have to get to with the Gambling Gourmet. He's been having phenomenal success on the air here, including going 7-for-7 in the Euro Cup by predicting games based on the food of the area that is being represented by the team. So we'll do a little Yankees, Marlins, New York versus South Florida. And Mike, of course, knowing everything, having been the food critic at the Sun Sentinel for so many years about South Florida restaurants, but also just was raving about a couple of places in the Big Apple there, including Peter Luger's, where he had a burger.
Had a burger for lunch. They only do it for lunch. They use, like, the scraps and grind up some prime beef for their burgers. And that's a tremendous thing, although, you know what, a little bit expensive, and it was a little bit oversalted.
You'll have to factor that into your decision.
It was oversalted.
Oh, okay. South Florida wins.
So the line cook might have messed up a little bit, but... Yeah. And I had I ate dinner at a Michelin-starred Italian restaurant, Central Park South, Marea. It's been there for about 12
Rip-off
years.
What?
Oh, no, fantastic.
Good.
I mean, it's – so anyway, food-wise, look.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
But you know what? If you're looking for something great, quick Southport Raw Bar, I mean – factor that into the equation when you make this Marlins Yankees pick.
You know, I grew up, nostalgia brings me to Randazzo's Clam Bar in Sheepshead Bay, but my current circumstances, I go to Southport Raw Bar because they got product that's every bit as good. They get great also oysters. They do in raw on the half shell and grilled. They got great clams steamed or also on the half shell. They got their mahi sandwiches. You know Southport Raw Bar. You've seen the bumper stickers. It says, eat fish, live longer. Eat clams, last longer. Eat oysters, love longer. It's at Southport Raw Bar. It's at 1536 Cordova Road in Fort Lauderdale. It's an iconic place, Fort Lauderdale's oldest raw bar, and it's run by Buddy Sherman and his crew. They do a fantastic job. They have full liquor now. They have breakfast and brunch, the great Southport Eggs Benedict topped with grilled shrimp. So they're open, 7 days for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Go to Southport Raw Bar. They got live music. They got outdoor seating. It's a beautiful place. If you want to order for something to go, 954-525-2526. Tell them Gambling Gourmet Mike Mayo sent you.
I'll say this, and it's an easy tribute to give, because every time you go there, you think, why don't I come here more often? That's a good thing to feel, though, when you leave a restaurant. All right. New York food versus South Florida food, Marlins, Yankees. Now, almost everybody with New York ties is going to say, it's no contest. But I think South Florida has any number of just brilliant restaurants. So what do you think there? I don't know how we would decide this.
South Florida has incredible diversity and some really great mom and pops, particularly in Broward and also parts of Miami-Dade, where you can get really good, you know, international flavors, the Latin American, South American, Asian. New York is renowned for its food, both its street food, pushcart hot dogs, pizza joints.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things. You could find great ones and mediocre ones in both city. What is the deciding factor? For me, when I go to New York, I'm always blown away by the service, the polished, impeccable service. These guys.
Oh, really?
This guy who was the bartender at Marea was a total pro. And that's the thing that is lacking sorely in Miami-Dade. Very few people who are like full-time professional or wannabe full-time professional servers or whatever. They're all, you know, models or struggling. They want to be something else, and they don't put their full heart into it, and that's why a lot of even the top restaurants struggle with turnover. So I'm going to give the nod to New York, not because
Yankees
of the
2 out of 3 then?
Yeah, not because of the food, because I think it's a tie when it comes to food alone, but when it comes to the service and the little extras.
All right, very interesting position taken by the Gambling Gourmet. You would expect no less from Mike Mayo with the intellect that he has to have gone
and
to the what? To
Luby, it was the London School of Economics and Political
London
Science.
London School of Economics.
Where I supposedly studied for a semester in my junior year abroad. Realistically,
you were at the Royal Ascot,
most of the time was spent in the Ladbrokes betting parlors and the pubs. It was terrific. You would be able to just
nothing
punch
like
on the races
abroad, yeah.
And then just go down a couple of pints and just had to write a couple of essays for the ending of the semester. It was all pass or fail. I passed.
Very good. I like pass or fail. That was the basis I wanted to be graded on, that's for sure. There was a 50-50 shot there. All right, Mike Mayo, always a pleasure, my friend, and thanks so much for being with us. We thank the people here at Gulfstream Park for having us in. Always great being out here trackside at Gulfstream Park, a real treat for us. Tomorrow I'll see you from Hialeah and the Champion Simulcasting Room with the Polyman Paul Massell and the great Dave Gurgles Gurgly. That follows the weekly Fisherman on 940 Winds and the iHeartRadio app, Eric Brandon's fine show, where, always talking about the fresh fish that you get here in South Florida. Caught right there and on a restaurant table here, any number of places, including Southport, the same day in a lot of cases. So
even Keelfish and Shenanigans, they all feature fresh fish.
That's beautiful. Sir. That's why we have, I think, a little shot in here in the argument against New York. I'm glad you went to the
bounty
service on
of
that,
the seas.
More so than the food. All right, for Mike Luby Lubitz, I'm Jeff DeForest. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 in the a.m. for the Hialeah Park Trivia Challenge. Enjoy your day, everybody, as we leave you now that.
The time.
It's 10 o'clock.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Look what they done to my soul.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.